local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, continuing things here on a Black Friday edition of the program. Welcome in to News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Hope everything was everything you wanted it to be and more yesterday. And today maybe out doing some shopping, or maybe you're waiting for tomorrow. A lot of football planned. Whatever it is that you're doing, I hope you're staying safe and having a wonderful time with family and friends. I'm in such a good mood today, Austin. Because,
really?
I love Thanksgiving. I will die on the hill that the Thanksgiving Thanksgiving weekend is peak.
Yes.
Peak, absolutely. But I have a conundrum. And
really?
I need your help here.
All right.
So the Santa Claus and Home Alone 2. Are neck and neck here. I'm trying to pick the three movies that if I had to pick only three, I'm down to It's a Wonderful Life, The Grinch, and the third spot is totally up for grabs. So if you would, you appreciate and like both movies, although based on your top three, I'm not sure that I trust your movie acumen all that much, but I am going to let you try to give me the pros and cons of each one.
Okay, here, I got an idea. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10, and no, that's not going to work. Okay, I'll try to get my pros and cons here. Okay, so Home Alone 2, I do have a problem with that. Home Alone 2, because as I think we had Tanner Stewart on a couple weeks back, and he said, Home Alone 2 is great, but you can't have number 2 without number 1. So, I think you could argue it's not even the best Home Alone.
Here is and I will disagree with that, but the reason why is because the same general premise of Home Alone 2 applies to the first one, right? He's left at home, and this time he's left in New York. The reason why I like Home Alone 2 better is because I just think there's more going on and there's more characters involved that really add to it. Because in the first one, you really only have Kevin, you really only have Marv and Harry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a little bit of Buzz, you know, but that's also in 2, right? But in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, you have Tim Curry as the attendant at the hotel.
You got Trump.
You have Rob Schneider as the bellhop you know, he won't give a tip to. And then I think there's just a lot more going on. I personally love the city of New York. So, you know, when we went last time, we made sure that we went to buy the Plaza Hotel. I gave a recording. I recorded a video standing in front of the hotel for my little niece who loves the movie. And I recorded a video doing the guest at the celebrity Ding Dang Dong stay at the world famous Plaza Hotel, you know, the blah, blah, blah. So I did that. I love New York. So I love being in New York with Kevin, knowing where he's at and saying, I've been there. And so there's just a lot that I really like about Home Alone 2. That's why it's my favorite one.
Well,
I don't care about Home Alone 3. That's nobody cares about that one except for my wife. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Let me give you a devil's advocate stance here. Can't you capture the same New York City magic?
No.
With Elf?
I already know where you're going to. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Right, so
Home Alone 2.
So that is my synopsis. That's why I love Home Alone 2.
Well, and see, I saw so much whimsy in your eyes when you were talking about that. That's your third best.
You
That's
sure? We haven't even talked about the Santa Claus yet.
I don't care. That's your third favorite. If someone on the text line wants to argue for Santa Claus being better than Home Alone 2, you can leave that to them.
No. Here's why. I love Home Alone. I love the Santa Claus mainly because I love Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. Yeah, I know you like Home Improvement.
Tim Allen is really the voice or the entertainer of my personal childhood. You know, some people grew up on you know, whether it was I don't know, Dick Clark, or maybe they grew up on Dick Van Dyke, or, you know, some, whatever show you watched, whatever you did, Tim Allen for me is the person that I grew up with, and mainly for Home Improvement. But when I, in my estimation, Home Improvement was peaking was also when the Santa Claus came out.
Well, and also in the 90s, that's when Toy Story started. Tim Allen had a great decade.
He did. And I honestly, like, there's, when I interact with my wife and when we're like, you know, I'm not being serious and when I'm like being sarcastic, I really do think that a lot, at least some of my personality is from watching Home Improvement and watching Tim Allen in all these movies. And so for me, that is primarily the reason why I love the Santa Claus so much.
Okay.
A good storyline, obviously, you know, his humor and then, you know, just the people that he interacts with and just the whole storyline was just absolutely top notch. But if you're telling me that I have to leave one out,
I see your problem here because you just gave another in-depth analysis about this one.
Yeah.
I don't know how you expect me to break this tie here. You've covered everything there is to cover.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'll think of whichever one I like more. We're going to pencil in Home Alone 2.
Pencil it in?
Yeah. Okay. We'll think about it more in the top of the third hour.
All right. 507 here, News Radio 92.3. You can let us know your thoughts. Also, what are your top three Christmas movies that if you could only pick three, those would be the three that you would pick. 850-437-1620. Texter last hour said Elf, so he's with you on that one.
Yeah, buddy.
I can't understand it. Christmas Vacation. Yeah, I mean, I love Christmas Vacation. It's I'll watch it a few times. It's one of those that's on TV at night, you know, and I'll just lay on the couch and watch it and doze off to sleep. Definitely not one that I'm going to, you know, cry if I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the Santa Claus on it as well. So I don't know, maybe it will be up to the texters. I don't know. 507 here, getting started here with some of our top three stories. Actually, we'll start here our rundown. Hamas today handing over the first Israeli hostages as part of a temporary ceasefire deal with Israel. Qatari and Red Cross officials say 24 hostages include 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and 1 Filipino. The hostages crossed into Egypt before being transferred to southern Israel. President Joe Biden commenting on it.
Fighting in Gaza will halt for 4 days. This deal also is structured to allow a pause to continue for more than 50 hostages to be released.
Yeah, so in exchange, Israel is releasing 39 Palestinian women and teenage boys who had been detained in Israeli prisons. The White House said it's working by the hour to get Americans to be included in the first group of those 50 hostages. Two people killed in the fiery crash at the U.S.-Canada border near Niagara Falls identified today as 53-year-old Kurt Vellani and his wife, 53-year-old Monica. They were the couple in the car that exploded after it slammed into a structure near the inspection booths. Prior reporting that we had initially heard as a possible terrorist attack, authorities now say that there were no signs of an attempted terrorist attack. The FBI has now left the investigation into New York police. Also, a record-breaking number of people are expected to pass through the nation's airports on Sunday. The TSA says nearly 3 million passengers are projected to fly, which would break an all-time record. TSA Administrator David Pekoski says that this holiday season will likely be the busiest in history. 7 of the top 10 busiest travel days have been set in 2023. Another texter, Christmas Story is the number one movie.
Hey.
We talked about this last hour. I've tried. I cannot. I just can't get into it. I do not understand why people love that movie so much.
Me and the texters are kind of whooping your butt, boy.
I guess
that's the thing. I said Elf. Somebody else said Elf. I said Christmas Story. Somebody else said, ooh, Christmas Story number one. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know.
All we need
is a year without a Santa Claus. Someone needs to text that right now, and we will complete the trifecta.
Let me ask you, because you have explained a little bit your personal appreciation for A Christmas Story, because your dad watches the last showing on Christmas. So it's kind of like, it's very bittersweet. It's like your season ends watching it with him.
Yeah.
But just as far as the movie,
uh-huh.
what is it about A Christmas Story that am I not getting?
Well, I do appreciate the way the movie is told, or the way the story is told, because it's like the movie, I think, is from like the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And they really capture that like 40s vibe very well. So I think they did good there. But as far as like the storyline itself, I can appreciate some of like the comedic scenes. And because, as I said, there's a lot of relatability with that. You're wanting something for Christmas. And it's like when he's, and everyone's telling him, hey, you're going to shoot your eye out, man. You know, it's like I can, the child within me can relate to that. You know, like you're wanting a gift, you can't get it. Not only that, but like the comedic scenes, as I said, like with the scene where he's like shooting at Black Bart or whatever, and like his dad, and he cusses in front of his dad and all that. And not only that, but the dad, the actor who played the dad, reminds me of actually a late gym teacher I had back in middle school. So that's kind of cool too. There's a lot of relatability with this, I'm noticing.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Very subjective.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I've tried, and it's not one of those things where I just say, oh, I don't like it. You know, like green beans, right? It was like, oh, I had it once, and I just don't like it. No, yeah. It's like I've tried. I've sat down multiple times. I've tried to watch this thing, and it's just I just don't.
Well, it sounds like you're gonna have to try again. Think about being a kid, watching a movie with your dad. Think about wanting a present. Think about a gym coach you once had.
Yeah, I guess.
Think about swearing in front of your dad for the first time. It really hits home when you look at it from that lens.
Taking a quick look here at some of our local headlines today. We got a chance this morning to talk with Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood. Of course, today being Black Friday, the shopping season, and many people are scouring for deals in stores and definitely more online as well. And, you know, Facebook Marketplace as well. And PPD spokesman Wood says that they do offer a safe space for those type of transactions, whether it's, you know, Facebook Marketplace. I don't know if Craigslist is still a thing or not, but here's PPD's Mike Wood.
We do. The front parking lot at the police department, we offer that for people that are wanting to make exchanges, and it's been that way for several years. So just don't meet anybody at their home. Don't meet anybody in a location you've never been to, or one that's not populated very well.
Also had a lot to say about porch pirates.
They see those UPS, FedEx, and Amazon trucks in the neighborhood, and that's Santa Claus to them. And as soon as those trucks pull away, these thieves can come in the neighborhoods and start looking at front porches and taking what's on the porch. In fact, we've already had one porch pirate incident this season. So, get those packages in the house as quick as you can, or get them delivered where you work, or to a home where someone's going to be there to take those very expensive packages in.
Yeah, and Wood says it's good to have cameras in your home. Although it may not deter the thieves necessarily, it could lead to them being caught a lot quicker. Also in Fairhope today, the volunteer fire department says that the McDonald's on Greeno Road is a complete loss following a fire that happened yesterday. Not exactly sure how it started. The volunteer fire chief tells WPMI that there were three ladder trucks involved, including over 15 volunteer firefighters as well. Also, if you were watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, may have caught local music teacher Russell Bertels. He was selected to march with more than 400 other band directors from across the country. He was a band director for 27 years in the Escambia School District. Over the years, teaching at Tate High, Ransom, Workman, and Ferry Pass Middle Schools. Bertels was the only band director selected to march in the parade representing Northwest Florida. So very cool story there. 5:15, we'll check our roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, sir. This first traffic and weather update of the hour is brought to you by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, and even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. We haven't had much to report on, luckily, when it comes to the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We are seeing some mild backups here and there. If you're heading towards the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, if you're in that area, expect some backups, but nothing too insane. And the same can be said about if you're on North Davis Highway heading towards Olive Road, southbound towards Olive Road, or southbound towards Langley. Other than that, it's just little spurts, so you shouldn't have much to worry about at the moment.
All right, very good. Channel 3 first warning weather.
Tonight, the weather will be clear with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunny Saturday, highs in the 60s. Beautiful weather. But on Sunday, there's a 50% chance for rain. Highs again will be in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, 515 right now. Overnight low tonight's 45. I'm going to ask you the same question that I did about Christmas Story.
Okay.
About Elf. Because, right. I mean, I've seen Elf several times. I'm not saying that I hate it. I just don't love it.
You think it's overrated?
I put up with it. What about Elf makes it, for many people apparently, the top Christmas movie?
Well, it's just I like a lot of the comedic scenes in it. And that's the thing. Comedy is very subjective. I know a lot of people, I think even you yourself, you're not a huge Will Ferrell guy. And it's not like, you know, I'd kiss him if I saw him. But the thing is, I think he's funny in Elf. But the thing is, like, when he's going around New York, and I think it's Pennies from Heaven by Louis Prima, I think the name is, or Lou Prima, whatever. That song playing, and you see the Christmas, the Christmas decor, and when he sets everything up Christmassy, it's like, it's just a very aesthetically pleasing, if you love the Christmas time and all that. I really like their presentation in that film.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can see that in a lot of Christmas films, to be fair.
Sure.
It's just
sure.
In my experience, Elf hits deep.
Okay. Taking a look at some of our state headlines today, for the second consecutive hurricane season, Florida took a direct hit from a major storm. The 2023 season ends next week. Yay. 20 named storms for the season. That's above the average of a dozen or more that usually pass through. Though state officials say that repairs and restoration from Hurricane Idalia could take years. During the special legislative session this month, lawmakers approved just over $288 million towards Idalia-related issues.
And I'm watching Florida men's basketball kind of get beat up by Baylor right now.
Oh, are they?
But, yes, but in better news for the University of Florida Honors Program is offering a new course next spring involving female artists, musical storytelling with Taylor Swift and other iconic female artists. That's the name of it. It's a 13-week course taught by senior lecturer Melina Jimenez. The course will examine the discography of Swift and compares her work as a songwriter alongside other legendary artists such as Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, and Dolly Parton. Pretty stacked lineup there.
Yeah, for sure. A video posted on social media shows an incident at Fort Lauderdale Airport where a TikTok shows Salma Khan wearing a hijab on Monday night while waiting for her flight to Phoenix. A man comes up, starts yelling she shouldn't be here and that he's going to report her to the FBI. Witnesses came to Khan's aid and airport security arrived 10 minutes later to escort the man away from her.
Wow. And a new app is available to help restaurants and other businesses sell or dispose of uneaten food, but not so that it goes into the garbage. The Too Good To Go app launched in South Florida in February. And it tips users to restaurants that will offer meals and items up to 50% off. Not only is food not going to waste, but it also helps restaurants save money.
Good stuff there. 519, we'll take a break. We'll take a look at our national headlines coming up next. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch!
Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware. Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Kick off the holiday season with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take the tree of your dreams home for the holidays. Trees and wreaths decorated by local designers and community groups will be on display November 24th through 26th at the Museum of Commerce downtown. Each tree and wreath will be up for online auction bidding or purchase in support of WSRE PBS. For the Festival of Trees hours and all of the details, visit wsre.org/events.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you on a Black Friday. Hope you're having a good, safe time buying lots of gifts for friends, family, myself, Austin. Make sure to remember us on your Christmas list.
Yes, please.
Had the Elf Parade downtown. I think next Saturday, I think, is Christmas parade's over in Milton and Pace, I believe, maybe even Navarre, Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, we've got a couple because I'm going to be there for them. Cat Country is going to be present.
So, and then I think the weekend after that is the Pensacola Christmas Parade downtown. So, tis the season, and very happy here after a very nice Thanksgiving day off. And Austin and John Pickens holding it down for me. 5:24 right now. We'll get an update on the roads and our weather before looking at national headlines.
Well, it's a bit more of the same that we've been touching on so far this evening. There's minor congestion here and there, but nothing that's really worth batting an eye at. I guess keep an eye out for North Davis Highway, especially if you're heading north or southbound to and from Creighton Road. There's a lot of stores in that area, and it may just be getting a little bit backed up because of some Black Friday shopping. Who knows? But other than that, there's not a lot to dig into, luckily.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Channel 3 first warning weather.
Skies will be all clear through Friday night with low temperatures in the 40s. Bit of a mix over the weekend. The rest of the weekend does offer sunshine on Saturday, highs in the 60s, but there's a 50% chance for rain on Sunday, also highs in the 60s. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. We will do just that. It's 62 now. Overnight low tonight is going to be 45. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 66 degrees. Taking a look at our national headlines today, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being sued for sexual assault. According to TMZ, the lawsuit was filed by his former executive assistant, Brittany Commisso, whose claims against Cuomo go back to 2021. Commisso alleges that Cuomo made unwanted sexual advances and attempted to engage in sex acts with her.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams is denying some sexual assault allegations of his own that were made by a woman who appears to have filed several other lawsuits. Documents show Lorna Beach Mathura is seeking $5 million after accusing the mayor of sexually assaulting her when they both worked for the city in 1993. Adams says he does not recall ever even meeting Lorna.
Yeah, Irish police are questioning an Algerian man in connection with a knife attack in Dublin. Reports there say three children and a woman were stabbed yesterday outside of a school. One of the children is said to be in serious condition. The attack triggered anti-immigrant riots in downtown Dublin, and video shows protesters clashing with police, burning vehicles, some holding signs reading "Irish Lives Matter."
My goodness. Several pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested after trying to disrupt yesterday's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. This is something that was being, prepared for, I suppose. Some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared that they had glued their hands to the pavement at some point. This is a practice that's common with protesters in several media. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, people in the town of Livingston, Kentucky, are being allowed to return home following a large train derailment, forced them to evacuate Wednesday. At least 15 train cars derailed, spilling sulfur and starting a toxic chemical fire. Yesterday, CSX announced that the fire was completely out and that it was safe for people to return home.
And eight firefighters were injured, and over a dozen residents are now homeless after a fire destroyed a New Jersey apartment building last night. Officials say an explosion caused the roof of the building to collapse while three firefighters were on it, sending them crashing into the top floor. The cause remains under investigation.
Yeah, also in New Jersey, East Rutherford's American Dream Mall, there was a bomb threat called in this morning.
We heard things like going on. They're like, evacuate, evacuate. And then they came to us. They're like, you guys need to evacuate. And we're like, oh, gosh.
I was ringing someone up and I'm like, my phone went off. I went on break and I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, all clear given about 2 hours later, and customers were allowed to go back in on what is obviously one of the busiest shopping days of the year at America's second largest mall.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, you just have morons who do that. It happens, unfortunately, with schools a lot, even in this area. In Los Angeles, a woman died and her child was hospitalized after a car crashed into pedestrians near a bus stop.
I guess they were waiting for the bus and that happened, so I don't think they even seen it coming.
Police say the two-car crash happened at about 1:30 Thursday afternoon. One car was leaving a private lot when it was hit by another. The first car was then sent into the group of pedestrians.
Yeah, also, quick recap of our top three stories today. Hamas handing over the first Israeli hostages as part of their temporary ceasefire agreement with Israel. Qatari and Red Cross officials say 24 hostages include 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and one Filipino. In exchange, Israel released 39 Palestinian women and teenage boys who had been detained in Israeli prisons. Also, Buffalo police today identifying the two people that were killed in the crash at the U.S.-Canada border, a husband and wife, 53-year-old Kurt and 53-year-old Monica Villani, were the couple in the car that exploded after initial reports of a possible terrorist attack. Authorities now say there were no signs that the crash was an attempted terror attack. And this weekend, maybe you or family members are flying. Sunday is going to be a record. According to the TSA, they say nearly 3 million passengers are projected to fly, which would break an all-timer. TSA Administrator David Pekoski has said that this holiday season will likely be the busiest in history. 7 of the top 10 busiest travel days were all set here in 2023. Fox News Update is next, followed by Your Money Now. Brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
John Saucier, 13 people that were being held hostage by Hamas set to return home after a deal made between Israel and the terror group involving a short-term ceasefire. One Filipino and 10 Thais also released by Hamas. President Biden in Nantucket.
All of these hostages have been through a terrible ordeal. And this is the beginning of a long journey of healing for them.
These people have been held there since October 7th, the attack on Israel by Hamas. Mark Regev, a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, tells the Fox News channel to remember that there's still more than 100 hostages in Hamas custody.
It's bittersweet. While we're happy for the families of those who've seen their loved ones return, we're with the families of those who've still got loved ones stuck in Gaza, prisoners of these terrible Hamas terrorists.
President Biden says the ceasefire could be extended. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite concerns that consumers might be a bit cautious in their spending, reports today say U.S. web traffic to retailers on Thanksgiving rose 6% from a year ago. That's according to Salesforce. And Adobe estimates that consumers spent a record $5.6 billion online during the Turkey Day holiday, up 5.5% year over year, and nearly double the amount people spent online in 2017 on Thanksgiving. Adobe says hot purchases included toys and electronics such as Barbie dolls, Marvel action figures, gaming consoles, plus tablets and robot vacuums. U.S. health officials today recalled three more brands of whole and pre-cut cantaloupes after the number of people sickened by salmonella more than doubled this week. Officials say about 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. In a shortened Black Friday trading session, U.S. stocks finished mostly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials added 117 points. The S&P edged up 2. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Feedmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talk quite a bit about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, observations about that, the Transgressors Memorial Service, since it is a Friday, the things that got canceled this past week. Also spent some good time talking about bills filed in the Tallahassee legislature and who filed them, Democrats or Republicans. You can find that at midway through the 6 o'clock hour podcast this morning and every other podcast, including our frivolous conversation today about flossing at newsradio923.com.
They're 5-0 at home. And the numbers are prolific. Week in, week out. Number one offense in the NFL. Number one scoring team in the NFL. They've got playmakers everywhere on offense. And they get it done again against the New York Jets. Jets have lost four straight. After opening the season 4-3, they are now 4-7. The NFL's first ever Black Friday game, it belongs to Miami.
Miami Dolphins, the offense somehow figures things out. We saw in that first half, Tua ends it with two interceptions. They come out in the second half between Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert. They're just continuing to hand the ball off, and they got those guys going. And, Dev, you said it throughout this game. They just continue to wear down this Jets defense, who plays really good football. You think about it for them. They gave up two big plays, one to Tyreek Hill, one to Jalen Waddle, but still fought hard throughout the game.
And we're joined right now by Raheem Mostert, part of this winning Miami Dolphins team. Raheem, it's Ian Eagle, Devin McCourty, Jason McCourty in the broadcast booth. Congratulations on the win. Two more touchdowns for you. That's 13 on the season. Just, if you can, break down this offense for us, because there just seems to be a real confident level that you guys can go out, execute. Doesn't matter who the defense is. The vibe with this offense right now and the way you guys are cooking, it continues.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We're going to get another update on our traffic and weather. And so far, do you mind, sir? Goodness gracious.
Just in a Christmassy mood,
I was about
man.
To say, I've got the board here. I can mute you. No, I'm just kidding. But no, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been much to report on, and that is luckily still the case so far. If you're experiencing minor bits of congestion, such as on a maybe 9 Mile Road or on Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, shouldn't hold you up too long.
All right. Texter Palafox and Olive, do you see that?
I think I may have touched on. Well, no, wait. You said Palafox. Yeah. I think I'm seeing it down here. Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 262-6111.
Tonight the weather will be clear with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunny Saturday, highs in the 60s. Beautiful weather. But on Sunday there's a 50% chance for rain. Highs again will be in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yep, right around 61 degrees currently, 45 overnight tonight. All right, 5:38 now, and talking about what's happening in the world of sports today. We do have a local game of interest for sure. Pensacola Catholic taking on Florida High over in Tallahassee. This is a big one. It's the regional final. Catholic, the only local team left with dreams of a state title still in play. And Florida High has been that itch that they can't scratch. According to PNJ's Pat Bernardo, who is he's in Orlando, of course, a big Northeast guy, big Boston Celtics fan. They're in Orlando today, so he's down there enjoying the Boston Celtics game. So wish him well. But he says that in four of the last 5 years, the Seminoles from Florida High have ended a Catholic season, each game decided by 7 points or less.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's tough. And, you know, what you wonder at what point, because, of course, you know, when you're talking that far back, obviously not a ton of players still around for most of them, definitely not all of them. But they were around for the most recent one. And so, you know, you try to get past it. It's a football game, and ultimately it's about the here and now. But you just have to wonder how much that plays into the psyche tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely good luck to the Crusaders and continuing to make our area proud in high school football. Other sports news, of course, a very big weekend in the NFL, college football as well. Mm-hmm. The first Black Friday game on in the NFL today went the way of the Dolphins. 34-13 winners over the New York Jets. Yeah. Great if you had the Dolphins defense on your fantasy team. 99-yard interception return for a touchdown on a Hail Mary to end the first half. So that's one of the touchdowns the Dolphins scored. They also got touchdowns from Tyreek Hill and Raheem Mostert. And just in the waning few minutes, the Jets got a touchdown to Garrett Wilson. They also had a pick six for a touchdown as well. But that's a look at what happened on Black Friday in the NFL today. Earlier in college football, you had Iowa on a last-second field goal beating Nebraska 13-10. You have Missouri taking it to Arkansas right now. What is that? 30? What is it? 40 something? Now?
Yeah, they got a scoop and score to make it 41-0. Yeah, that team went.
That's not good.
Missouri went 6-7 last year, and now they're gonna. They're most likely gonna win whoever they face in their bowl game. They're gonna be 11-2. That's insane.
Yeah. Right now on ABC, Tulane beating who are they playing?
UTSA.
23-10.
Yep.
A couple good games coming up later on this evening as well. You have Texas Tech. That one's going to be on ABC at 6:30. Oregon State's on Fox at 7:30. And on NBC, Michigan State and Penn State, 6:30 on NBC as well. Big game of the weekend is tomorrow at 11 a.m. Number 2, Ohio State, traveling to number 3, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Fox has the call of that one. Very nervous. I'm going home tonight and having my annual Black Friday tradition of watching the HBO documentary about Ohio State versus Michigan. So looking forward to that. I will wake up tomorrow, be nervous as anything. And to make matters even more interesting, my wife has a return that she wants to make at a particular store.
Okay.
And that store opens at 10.
Ooh.
So she asked me, I said, hey, can we go to the store before we go to your parents for the game? And I immediately was like, yeah, that's fine.
Internally, then, I screamed.
And then I was like, and I told her, I says, look, honey, you realize what's at 11 o'clock. So, you know, if it gets to be, you know, 11:15, 11:20, or 10:20, 10:25, if we're pushing 10:30 and you still aren't out with, you know, whatever it is that you've done or you know, your business that you need to take care of in front of the store, I will download the Uber app on your phone.
Oh, my God.
And
catch
I'll
a
see
cab,
you there.
Hon.
I'll see you there. Yeah. He's like, honey, I know what game it is. I'll be fine. I'm like, all right. Okay. But I have my
window shopping.
Exactly. That's the thing, you know. Or it could be just, you know, a bunch of people in line to return stuff. You just never know. Also, my last two Giordano's pizzas for the year will be consumed tomorrow. So
it's going to be chaos in the Ford household.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, absolutely. All right, 5:43 here at News Radio 92.3, text line 850-437-1620. Traffic and weather coming up here in just a couple of minutes, right after Health, Business, and Science today. X will begin showing headlines again, according to Elon Musk. Headlines and preview cards accompanied by web address links are returning. That was a feature that was removed from the platform last month, but apparently enough people cried about it, and so they're bringing it back.
Well, and analysts predict that spending this holiday season could be the slowest in 5 years, as many people are still feeling the sting of inflation and financial instability. Also, more Americans are expected to take their shopping online.
Papa John's paying $175,000 to a former employee to settle a discrimination lawsuit. Michael Barnes applied at a store in Athens, Georgia. He's legally blind and relies on a service dog to get around. Well, the store wouldn't let Barnes bring his service animal to work, and the company fired him before he got to work a single shift. Okay.
Yes, that's tough. Chocolate brownies are being recalled in 14 states because of undeclared peanuts. Mm. What's undeclared mean?
It means that in the brownie mix or whatever, peanuts are in them, but on the ingredients, they're not listed on
Gotcha. There. Well, yeah, that could
so
be a
people
serious
who
issue.
Are looking, who have peanut allergies, they think, oh, hey, there's no peanuts in this. And then they're
not
like,
that,
oh, there's definitely peanuts in here.
I like my brownies without nuts in them anyway. And see, I don't have an allergy, luckily, but you know, I have an inflammatory bowel disease, and they tell you not too much nuts,
I
you know.
Appreciate that.
You know? Well, no, but it's like anyone with diverticulosis or diverticulitis, whichever one you're dealing with, anyone who knows, you know, they tell you not to have nuts. They say that's a no-no. So that's a big problem for a lot of people. The FDA says about 500 cases of brownies by Diane's Fine Desserts of Massachusetts are being voluntarily recalled because a peanut allergy warning was left off of the packaging. A statement released Wednesday says people with a severe sensitivity to peanuts run the risk of a life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume the product. Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah. Also, a mysterious superbug that's been sickening and killing dogs across the U.S. May have been identified. It still has no name, but researchers at University of New Hampshire are describing the microorganism as a flunky bacterium. Doctors say its small size may be the reason it's been so successful at evading canine immune defenses. The respiratory illness starts out with a cough like the flu or kennel cough, but lasts for 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
5:45, we'll get an update on the weather and traffic.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So, yeah, we haven't dealt with much. Joe, you informed me that a texter dropped in about... if you're on North Palafox Street heading northbound to Olive Road, there is a little bit of congestion there. And also on the other end of Olive Road, if you are traveling down North Davis Highway, there's a little bit of backups there, but nothing too severe at the moment. And the same can be said about the rest, basically, of Pensacola, except for like Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis, expect a little bit of backups there as well.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Skies will be all clear through Friday night with low temperatures in the 40s. Bit of a mix over the weekend. The rest of the weekend does offer sunshine on Saturday, highs in the 60s, but there's a 50% chance for rain on Sunday, also highs in the 60s. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, things looking good tonight. Partly cloudy, 45, more sunshine Saturday, and a high of 66 degrees. Taking a look at pop culture notes today, a famous necklace belonging to Elvis is up for auction. Presley's iconic Lion Claw necklace, covered in diamonds and rubies, is expected to fetch bids of up to $500,000. The singer wore it consistently through his life, and for years it was displayed at the Elvis Presley Museum.
And actress Daisy Ridley is talking about reprising her role as Rey in a new Star Wars film. During an interview with Collider, the actress said that she's waiting to read a script and says that the plot of the film is unexpected but exciting. This will be the first Star Wars feature film since The Rise of Skywalker all the way back in 2019.
Yeah.
The new film will be directed by Miss Marvel's Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy from a script written by Stephen Knight, who's known for the British drama series Peaky Blinders.
All right. Speaking of movies, the weekend box office could see an upset. Disney's Wish had been projected to take the top spot, but yesterday saw about $3.9 million. The new estimate is about $35 million over the five-day stretch, now projected to be beat by The Hunger Games, which is projected to earn $42 million. Also, Ridley Scott's historical drama Napoleon is looking for around $33 million.
And actor Jamie Foxx is denying allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman at a Manhattan nightclub, calling the accusation frivolous. A woman identified only as Jane Doe claims that Foxx groped her at Catch NYC back in 2015, while security guards did nothing about it. The lawsuit is nearly identical to one filed in Brooklyn 3 years ago, claiming pain and emotional distress. That case was dismissed, and Foxx's lawyers say that they're confident this one will be as well.
All right. Did we do Tay-Tay? Did we do that one?
Tay-Tay? Yeah. What exactly are we talking about here?
You know who Tay-Tay is.
Well, oh, the first one? No, we didn't do that.
Brazilian officials are investigating the company behind Tay-Tay's shows in Rio de Janeiro after a fan died during the Eras tour. Authorities in Rio say that they're looking into the company Time for Fun and the crime of endangering the health and life of concertgoers. Officials say the investigation is not in any way connected to the fan's death directly, but fans say there was limited access to water. There was a heat index of 138 degrees at the stadium. So
yeah, that's a pretty serious concern.
Absolutely.
By the way, I've heard T-Swizzle. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah, so I, if you had said T-Swizzle, I'd have been like,
we can go with T-Swizzle, that's fine.
Yeah, I could have been like, oh, Taylor Swift. But
5:50, we'll do Wacky Stories, Good News to finish up hour number 2 of 3 on a Black Friday edition of Pensacola right now.
An affiliated insurance reminder that open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan. Get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Their agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the pricing. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Inc., BBA Florida Blue.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
Who's this? Who sings this?
Reliant K. I've heard of them.
Oh, okay. Very good. Nice choice there. Yes, I am very festive now and liking the song choices today and looking forward to a full month of Christmas bumper music here on the program. 5:54 here, News Radio 92.3. A quick rundown here of our top three stories before we get our last check of the roads and weather this hour. Hamas today handing over the first Israeli hostages as part of the temporary ceasefire. 24 hostages include 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and 1 Filipino. In exchange, Israel released 39 Palestinian women and teenage boys. Also, the two people identified today in the fiery crash at the U.S.-Canada border near Niagara Falls as husband and wife, 53-year-old Kurt Villani and his wife, Monica. Authorities say that there are no signs that this was an attempted terror attack like had been initially reported. And also, TSA says 3 million passengers are projected to fly on Sunday, which would break an all-time record. 5:55, final check this hour of our traffic and weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Speaking of Davis Highway, the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, that's been one of the biggest streets we've been talking about, though we are not dealing with much there at the moment. Maybe at an intersection or two, you may see some congestion, but nothing that's going to stand out too much to you. We're looking at 9 Mile Road here. We've got some congestion here and there, and actually a previously reported accident report there. And Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, we're seeing the same there, just backups every now and again, but nothing too severe.
All right, very very good. FHP, not reporting any serious stuff going on, so that's awesome. 62 degrees right now.
Tonight, the weather will be clear with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunny Saturday, highs in the 60s. Beautiful weather, but on Sunday, there's a 50% chance for rain. Highs again will be in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and just looking into early to mid part of next week as well, after Sunday's chances of rain looking pretty good as far as the skies go, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all showing partly to mostly sunny skies, and we should see a bit of a cool down as well with a high of 60 Monday, 58 on Tuesday, 61 on Wednesday. So that's a look at what is coming up here in the next few days. Wacky stories here. I don't know that this one is necessarily wacky as much as it's just really cool and interesting. Maybe modern medicine wasn't so modern after all, or isn't so modern after all. Researchers in Spain say they found the remains of a woman from the late Neolithic early copper age. So we're talking, you know, a few thousand years BC. What's amazing is that the woman was found with two expertly made surgical entries into the cranium, and she lived months after the second of the two procedures. I have no idea how you would determine that, but
yeah,
I'm just going with what the researchers are saying.
They're the experts.
They say it's a stunning demonstration of medical knowledge and acumen for people who would have just barely worked out of the smithing of copper tools.
That's amazing.
That's really cool.
A group of Los Angeles residents say that they got stranded in the desert after Google Maps took them off-roading. SF Gate reports that Shelby Easler, her brother Austin, and their significant others were on their way home from Las Vegas on Sunday when Google Maps suggested an alternative route due to traffic delays that was caused by a dust storm. However, the new route ended up taking them through an unpaved road in the desert. She posted about the adventure on TikTok, and apparently a long line of cars were in the area and made the same mistake. They ended up having to call 911. After several hours because of just being stranded out there, and the highway patrol couldn't get to them with the freeway being shut down.
Yeah.
They eventually got unstuck and had their car towed.
Yeah, that's, trusting Google Maps again. I don't know what else to tell you there. Good news today in Australia. 7 swimmers owe their lives to a group of teens on boogie boards on November 18th. The mom and her 3 young daughters and 2 other girls were caught in rip currents about 20 minutes after the lifeguards had left for the day. Thankfully, 6 friends between 12 and 15 years old were all still around with their boogie boards and sprung into action. And that happened just days after another group of surfers on another beach rescued a teen boy who was swimming alone after patrol hours as well.
Wow. And also, a truck driver was in the right spot at the right time recently. Jeff Haynes was sitting on the side of the road in his cement truck near I-55 in Illinois when a woman pulled up in front of the truck, got out, and gave the international symbol that her airway was blocked, 2 hands on the neck. Haynes luckily sprung into action. He was a former Army infantryman. He performed the Heimlich and was able to get the piece of food out.
Yeah, very good. And obviously in the right place at the right time, like you said. So that's a good job out of him. And obviously former military training, no doubt, playing a role in that as well. 5:59 here. Still no Channel 3 news. We have a triple header college football on ABC right now. So we'll step away for just a few seconds. Let us get a legal ID in, and then we'll be back with hour number 3 on Pensacola right now. Austin's going to try to talk me off the ledge here when it comes to my nervousness for the Ohio State-Michigan game tomorrow.
Yes.